Good morning. It's Monday, January the 30th, and that means two things. You know, you still have a chance to try your New Year's resolution again next Tuesday. You can just try it. Try it. And it's time for the Lighting Industry News Brief, which is brought to you by Keystone Technologies, and we are talking about their X-Fit canopy fixtures. You know what they have on the fixture? Power Select, Color Select, Photo Cells. It's sensor ready, and the box has a great bracket for hands-free installation. This will brighten your spaces in parking garages, your walkways, your overhangs. It is light made easy at KeystoneTech.com. Link to the product is in the description. But let's get to the news. Atlanta Light Bulbs has ceased business. They're in the middle of bankruptcy proceedings, and it's bad. It's not great. Lightsheet's assets, including their actual real estate and their IP, are for sale through Hilco Stream Bank. California's Energy Commission has called for a repeal of Title 20, which is a standard for plug load-based luminaires, like desk and floor lamps, which is now irrelevant in terms of, in light of recent federal rules. That's their argument. We'll see if that goes through. The DLC Advisory Committee has released their Q4 agenda. The meeting happened 8 weeks ago. The minutes still aren't available either. I'm just letting you know that that's what happened. ASHRAE 90.1, which is a new version of their standard for non-residential buildings, is talking about adds provisions for light and heat recovery. Galco has bought Zesco. This is an electrical distributor buying automation solutions providers. Legrand will no longer operate in Russia. They've divested the entire operation, citing, well, you know what's going on in Russia. The Good Light Group has estimated $400 billion in savings if everyone adopted their standards. This is based on humid-centric and dark sky-respecting lighting protocols, and that seems like a big number. A former GE lighting plant is actually doing just fine as a glass factory. Logan Glass Tech, which makes lime glass, is now hiring. Wolfspeed is reporting $90 million in losses in Q2. Orion has reduced its sales forecast based on its Q4 numbers by at least 17%, at most 44%. At LSI, we have some growth for Q2. Their net income is up $6 million. Acuity has declared a dividend of 13 cents per share this quarter. Signify has reported on their full year with 10% operational probability. SLL, a UK body much like our own, has offered guidance on office lighting for just better overall ideas. Turtle and Hughes has celebrated their 100th anniversary of operation. Concordia U has founded a Cities Institute, which is a new academic space for circadian lighting, among other issues. Acuity has licensed BIOS Tech for circadian LEDs. The IES's Street and Area Conference has extended their speaker call. You now have until the 6th to apply. I don't think there has been a single IES event in the past 3 years that has not extended their deadlines on speakers. What's up with that, bros? Applied UV's acquisitions will double their company size, and they predict $50 million in revenue related to that. Related to that, Applied UV has hired an investigator over alleged short selling. Herrick Feinstein, a law firm, is going to look into some insider stock shenanigans ahead of this deal. Satco has won over the University of California, Santa Barbara, in terms of patent cases. This is a appeals board finding in favor of Satco over 5 patents. I believe this is related to the filament bulbs thing that they've been going on. Nichia does not have a case against Fight. A California jury has found that there are no patent problems in that case. Acuity has been hit with a class action lawsuit over a data breach. Former employees are leading a case against the company related to 37,000 employees' privacy information being compromised. A second Little League field in West Virginia has been struck by copper thieves, and Al Usinski of Inside Lighting is alleging plagiarism against Edison Report and its employees. Again, this is all alleged, but this is 2 cases in 2 weeks. We'll see what shakes out of that. In rep agency upgrades, DMA will be repping for Current. Lightline has picked SeaTac for the Pacific Northwest. ALR is moving into Oregon. Diversified is moving into New York City. Signify has named Sesco as their rep of the year, and ESA has bought KAM. In events, on 1st of February, we have a hybrid panel on responsible outdoor lighting presented by Hawaii Utilities and the DLC. And we have a webinar on the business of light hosted by Keith Granite. In IoT news, the FCC would encourage all tower owners to actually connect their lighting monitors on their towers and antennas with self-diagnostic and warning software. Edge Power has bought Synapse. Mobica has sold to Cognizant. The PNNL has an interesting comparison of control strategies for schools. Interest in home automation is building. This is based on Realtors, a survey thereof. GE Appliances has rolled out a Shabbat mode on fridges, which will change interior lighting to observe the day of rest as well. Telkom Serbia will be deploying public IoT. This is Nearband IoT and LoRaWAN. These will be made available nationwide. In recommended reading, all this on nail.org. We need to stop blaming end users for consumption. We need to analyze the cost of lighting, whether that's in your ceiling or plugged into a wall. We have a Q&A with LeGrand's John Seldorf. We have what it means to supplement lighting in grow rooms, horticulturally speaking. We have a discussion of whether UV disinfection for toothbrushes is a scam or not. We can align controls with owner needs. We can have the health benefits of smart homes. We have the best RGB LED management tools for your computer. I'm actually having a bit of trouble with that, with the work machine right now. I recommend this heartily. We have a quick primer on the right to repair. We have a question of what does AI think of your job? We have the preparation for the end of life of LEDs, because the first few generations are coming up on their service time. And we have some advice, mostly satirical, about maintaining your mental well-being even when it's dark at 4 p.m. In market predictions, specialty lighting will be up 6%, architectural by 5%, military lighting 7%, 14% for LED downlights, 10% growth across all vertical farming. We have a prediction of $117 billion in activity for LED lighting. We have private investors expressing interest in energy as service businesses. $9 billion for hospital lighting, and a 4% expansion in tritium gas lighting. In R&D, we have gene makers developing a repeatable means for measuring blue light, its effects on in vitro cells. This is new modeling for light through skin. We have a confirmation that blue light is harmful, and what I really like about Martin Moore's study is that it's part of a greater trend to fix the crisis of replication. You know, it's really great to see the whole community, the research community, just pivot to correct itself without any fuss. Love it. Engineers at UMassina have created a window treatment that alters throughout the day to suit heat, CRI, and glare needs. We have LRC's new 3D printed optic study, which is still additive manufacturing, that really improves light spread. I think this might be good for louvers and lenses. And fish prefer oscillating light, which might help deter invasive carp. We'll see how that goes. In dark sky news, hair follicles can monitor circadian rhythm. Monochromatic light has been linked with circadian rhythms and insulin levels in chickens. The Yorkshire Dales dark sky place has received a UK area of outstanding natural beauty status, which will further reinforce that protection. We also have a discussion of whether red light might improve rewilding of spaces. Outer Battery, Newfoundland, have launched a GoFundMe to fight light pollution in court, and the lights in question have been turned off for now. Pennsylvania communities are rallying to protect for more dark sky protection. Thorpton, UK, does not like this gas station and how bright it is. It is absurdly bright, I assure you. Death Valley will be hosting a dark sky festival this February. And we have a petition to support dark skies in New Zealand. Anyone can sign it, although I assume New Zealanders will enjoy it more than me. In horticultural news, we have a update in the circadian rhythm of a number of grains that we might eat. The Taipei Metro is growing vegetables. They have set up a vertical farm in Nanjing Fujing Station. We have a white paper on LEDs for pest management, specifically tuning your lighting to manage that, and a Mackenzie Warford of Popper's Farm in Southbrook, Newfoundland, has formed a new organization, the Canadian Hydroponics Association. In local news, you remember that school in Massachusetts? Someone's going to fix that. We have some failed phosphors from Acuity Brands coming down in Kansas City, Missouri, getting replaced finally. Salt Lake City, Utah, thinks lighting might be why so many pedestrians are involved in car crashes. I remind you that Salt Lake City streets are 6 lanes wide, and it's a literal mile between blocks. New Orleans, Louisiana is replacing 4,000 streetlights. Magnolia City, Arkansas is seeking input on new lighting projects. New York Sunworks is bringing hydroponic stations to Bronx schools. We have new infrastructure funds in Saskatchewan. Con Edison claims they've saved 1 million megawatt hours in the past year. Geneva, Ohio is delaying their lighting projects. We have Oklahoma's REAP grants are open for applications. These are, again, energy projects in rural Oklahoma. Panitas, Texas will be converting their streetlights. Albany, California is seeking proposals for lighting evaluations. San Jose, California will be converting their streetlights over. OPP schools in Alabama are going to be retrofitted. Hydro-Quebec is offering grants to businesses. And South Salt Lake, Utah is installing LED street lighting. In international news, Neuching, Germany will be going dark at night. That's at midnight. Streetlights off. The Church of England is issuing a net zero program for all of their cathedrals and facilities, and the GLA is seeking better lamp standards in the UK, basically parity with EU rules, given whatever. In People News, we have a new board and manufacturers group members at NEMRA. Carly Cornell will be the CEO of Lewis Pelson, and Bob Holman has been promoted to president at DAD Sales. In things you can make, we have a PCB pen holder illuminated. Winnipeg is hosting a projected light festival in the Exchange District. And no, for real, the rocks from the Congo don't generate electricity on their own. That's a hoax. Come on. Grow up. For real. Anyway, I'm Scott Wachter. Thank you to Neil. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your week and enjoy the music. Have a good one. When you're feeling down and low, you ain't got no place to go. You're reaching for that higher ground. No one else seems to be around. Yeah. When your loss can't find your way, it takes so much just to get through the day. Trust that hope deep inside, yeah. Just feel it.